I'm Jackson, W266, DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. Former President Trump will stand before a judge for the first time Tuesday in the case being brought against him by New York prosecutors. CBS News White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy has that.
An arraignment is typically a short, straightforward legal proceeding. It involves a defendant being read the charges against him, then entering a plea before a judge sets conditions for release. But the initial appearance in the People versus Donald Trump will take place amid unprecedented security and with unusual accommodations made for the defendant and for the Secret Service. There'll be no handcuffs for Trump, and possibly no mugshot.
CBS's Pat Milton says New York City is ready for the arraignment.
There will be teams of agents at the Manhattan Criminal Courthouse where they will assist Trump's assigned detail in protection, as well as helping with the security sweep of the courthouse and screening the media and the public entering to ensure the location is safe for the former president.
And this late word, the U.S. Central Command is saying its forces have conducted a strike in Syria that killed a senior ISIS leader responsible for planning attacks in Europe. The UConn Huskies have won the NCAA men's basketball tournament, beating San Diego State 76-59, and a bullion coach Dan Hurley.
We had the four national championships coming in, right? We've been striving for number five. Now we got our own. Now we got our own.
The former chief of staff to Maryland's former governor is dead, according to his attorney, Roy McGrath. Had been on the run for 3 weeks after failing to show up for his federal fraud trial. FBI agents confronted him near Knoxville, Tennessee Monday. McGrath was shot. It's not clear if it was by an agent or if it was self-inflicted. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy is set to meet Taiwan's president Wednesday in Los Angeles, a meeting China has vowed to retaliate over, says CBS's Lucy Kraft.
Beijing has threatened to resolutely hit back. Last year, when then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi traveled to Taiwan, it unleashed a week of major live-fire military drills by the People's Liberation Army.
China claims the self-governing Democratic Taiwan as its own territory. Voters in Wisconsin head to the polls Tuesday to make their choice for a state Supreme Court justice, says reporter Bruce Marcus.
More than $40 million has been spent. It will determine if conservatives keep narrow control of the court or whether liberals become the majority.
Walmart is cutting a total of more than 2,000 positions at five e-commerce fulfillment centers in the U.S. Bloomberg reports about half of the layoffs will happen at a warehouse in Fort Worth, Texas. This is CBS News.
Hire with minimal effort and maximum success with Indeed. Their powerful hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in one place.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
Maxine Radio with Dennis Graham from Rockonson.
Appreciate all the support of Mad Radio 92.7. By the way, a tip of the hat to Civic Media. That was a great article on the Cap Times by Paul Fanlon. You guys got a great model that you're growing around the state, local interest with radio stations throughout these different markets. And a tip of the hat, and you're focusing on local music and nobody's doing it. So great job.
Listen to Maxine Radio Saturday night, 6 to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the Paul poem that we all know, the famous Ride. The poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the home opener, Election Eve, Arraignment Eve, Monday edition. How you doing, Dominic?
I am awesome, Crudy. Good to see you, Evan, working hard on the board. Our fair audience and the Brewers, well, they did the hell of a job today.
10-0.
Oof.
10-0. We gave away some good seats. Conservative Gary, you better be listening to our show now. We are the 10-0 Brewer postgame show. You know, nothing better than hearing Bob Uecker on the call.
Yeah.
Bryce Turek hits a grand salami on opening day. Echoes of Johnny Jaha. But, you know, when he hit it, Uecker was on the call. And it was like he was a kid again. You know, the passion, the sound of his voice when the ball is deep and get up, get out of here, gone. Everyone knows that call in the whole state of Wisconsin. Spring is now upon us. Uecker has called his first grand salami of the spring. So Brewers, 3-1.
3-1 on top of the NL Central, Crudy. 3-1. Take it, baby. Number one.
We're going to the World Series. I've got a good feeling. Dom, I've also got a good feeling about tomorrow and the big Supreme Court election right here. It's the biggest spring election of our lifetimes. And I don't think I've ever said that about a spring election. This one's kind of big. In deference to that fact, we've got the Democratic Party of Wisconsin chair, our pal Ben Wickler, is joining us in the Happy Hour, 5:05 today. So we'll talk with Ben. We'll find out what the last minute preparations are.
Yeah, man.
But Dom, I'm
under the wire now.
I'm a little concerned. I understand my favorite candidate, a little under the weather, staying close to home. She's not able to campaign. These are valuable hours and minutes. Lost, Dom. You know, it's time to shake some babies and kiss some hands.
Yeah, something like that.
The headline, Daniel Bice getting his last cracks in here before Election Day. Dan Kelly travels the state before the Supreme Court election, while our favorite candidate, Janet Protasiewicz, is grounded by illness. Oh, no.
Oh, no, Janet. I hope you get well soon. You got to get out there tomorrow.
Dominic, the final full day of campaigning for a crucial seat on the state Supreme Court. So one candidate flying from city to city across Wisconsin, while the other was grounded once again because of a respiratory infection. Ugh. Former Justice Dan Kelly, by Wanker appointment, a conservative, spent Monday on a seven-city trip across the great, Badger State, stretching from Waukesha to Hudson in a private jet apparently owned by a family of anti-abortion advocates.
Wait. Say that again?
Dan Kelly flew across the state of Wisconsin, stretching from Waukesha to Hudson in a private jet apparently owned by a family of anti-abortion advocates.
Anti-abortion advocates. Didn't Dan Kelly say we have no idea how he would ever vote in an abortion case?
Right? It'll all That's come
the guy
down
who's flying
to...
around in the private jet of the anti-abortion advocates, that Dan Kelly, that guy?
He will be unaffected by the luxury transportation, the in-kind contributions, Dom. Milwaukee County Circuit Judge Janet Protasiewicz, by contrast, was nowhere to be found on the campaign trail for the fifth consecutive day because of illness. Oof. Not one day, 5 days, Dom. Forcing surrogates to fill in for her, Protasiewicz, a liberal, was last seen campaigning on Wednesday during a virtual forum sponsored by the Milwaukee chapter of the NAACP. Campaign officials says she has continued to test negative for COVID-19. Dom, I understand you had a quote from the campaign.
Sam Roker saying this: Judge Janet Protasiewicz was diagnosed with a respiratory infection over the weekend and is doing well. She will return to the campaign trail on Tuesday. That's tomorrow. That's voting day, including voting in person and attending her election night event with supporters. Hopefully a glorious victory event. Let's see here. Let's jump down in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Daniel Bice, as Curtis said, get one last shot out there. Let's see. To travel the state, Kelly, an appointee of former Governor Scott Walker. There you go, Curtis. That one's for you. Has been flying on a Cessna Citation V that appears to be owned by Paul and Elizabeth Kepler of Oconomowoc. The Kelly campaign described the couple as supporters. Neither returned calls on Monday. The Reverend Landon Huey, pastor of the Oasis Church in Eau Claire, mentioned Kelly's plane during a Sunday church service in which the candidate spoke. Quote, I know you're here shortly. You got to jump on a plane and head to another event, but I'd like to just pray over you if that's okay, Huey said. Paul Kepler is a retired U.S. Air Force officer and an airline pilot. Elizabeth Kepler is the daughter of Bruce Bell, founder of Bellmark, a Green Bay area packaging company. Her sister's husband, Carl Schmidt, is Bellmark's CEO chief and has been a longtime board member of Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, the state's business lobby. WMC officials would not say whether he is currently on the group's 52-member board. And we talked about last week that their political arm pulled the ad because it was re-victimizing a rape victim. Paul and Betsy Kepler, Bruce Bell, Carl Schmidt, other Bell family members are also officers of the Easter Foundation Incorporated, a personal foundation with assets of $41.9 million in 2020. And the foundation made grants to places like the Pregnancy Resource Center of Southwest Florida, a crisis pregnancy center, quote unquote, gave them $140,000. 2020, they give the Wisconsin Right to Life $1,000, Focus on Family $3,000, the Heritage Foundation $15,000, and a number of other religious, political, and charitable organizations. It also gave the Medical College of Wisconsin $50,000. On a blog that he contributed to, Kelly wrote that everyone knows abortion takes the life of an unborn child, but he said pro-choice groups still favor making abortion legal to preserve sexual libertinism. Too much sexual liberty out there for you folks. So if you wonder, now it's not illegal for the former justice to be flying around in a private plane owned by millionaire abortion anti-abortion advocates, but you know, consider the company and vote accordingly.
No, it's probably not illegal, Dom, but there are certain in-kind contribution caps that you would have to a particular campaign. If this is the fourth or fifth day that Kelly's been using private air transportation, using a jet, I mean, these things are usually billed out by the hour, right? And unless we assume the jet started from Wisconsin this morning, they also charge you for the air freight to get the jet here to pick your ass up and fly your ass to seven different locations around the state. Here's the math I'm doing, Dom. You could certainly exceed $20,000 in private airfare with seven different destinations across the state of Wisconsin in a single day. Are we sure that these aren't campaign violations?
I'm certain that the Kelly campaign, if there were to be such a thing, would, you know, go to the bank and cut a check and pay for their own air services once the limits were reached per campaign law in the state of Wisconsin.
Remember when Wanker used to use the state airplane? Yeah. I mean, I'm sure Dan Kelly would use it if he had access to it. You know, sort of like
right?
One of the Wanker Lark, kids maybe. Using a state van to move his personal stuff.
I mean, whatever. Socialism.
How are you feeling about tomorrow's big race, Don? Other than the fact I'm
optimistic.
Weather.
I'm optimistic, but it's a spring, you know, it's spring election, you know, weather might, you know, I don't know what's the weather going to be like. Those kinds of things
could
can have an impact. And the fact that the candidate hasn't been really out pounding it for the last several days because of an illness, that's a little concerning. But I got to be honest, man. I mean, I think most people, if you're listening to this show, you already made up your mind. Now it's just a matter of the formality of getting your ass to the polls and doing it. So I don't know if that changes the calculation much, but I'm cautiously optimistic.
Couple of concerns tomorrow, and you heard it here first. The chance of severe weather across the state of Wisconsin is increasing. Apparently, there's a big storm just to the south of us, and if it pushes northwards, it could really affect late-in-the-day voting tomorrow. And let's not forget, Brewers back at it. Tomorrow night, they got the Mets at 6:40, first pitch. You cannot go to that Brewer game unless you've done your duty and voted in the state Supreme Court race here in the great state of Wisconsin. I'm going to have to check around. We might have some tickets sitting around for some early voters, Tom.
Yeah, you know. Well, you can't give a quid pro quo, but you could certainly win some on the radio station, Crudy. And tomorrow, what a see. So not only the Wisconsin Supreme Court election, I thought there was something else happening tomorrow.
Brewer game, 6:40, we covered game, that.
Okay, that's right. And Jana Protasiewicz to the Wisconsin Supreme Court election. Okay, what was, oh, that's right. The former guy, he gets arraigned tomorrow. Did you hear? He's in New York. I can't even believe it.
Dom, you've been saying the coverage of this has reminded you a lot of OJ on the run.
OJ on the run, totally. I mean, it's been, and as I was driving in the car, I listened to a little MSNBC, CNN, and Fox, just going back and forth, and they're all giving like minute by minute, second by second updates. Oh, you know, the plane is pulling
left.
Oh, Donald Trump, he must have, you know, when you sit down and get ready to deplane, he must have, you know, turned on his phone and started, you know, Truthy socially now. And it was just, and all those three networks were all just like wall to wall. And I'm like, my God, you people, it's not that big a deal. I mean, yeah, he's there. Okay. But are there other things? I don't need that kind of granular. Oh, look, OJ, he's slowed down on the middle of the highway and the cops are several cars behind and what's going on. You know, it's a little over the top, but perhaps we'll get into that more in the 5 o'clock hour.
Perhaps. Dom, also, there may be an effort from the National Democrats, the DCCC, to try and win a couple of congressional seats here in the state of Wisconsin.
They know the election's over, right? I mean, it's over. That one from the midterms, right?
The midterms when they didn't really make any particular effort to take out Brian Steil. And apparently, Senator Brad Paff, who's still State Senator Brad Paff, because he ain't Congressman Brad Paff, it's insurrectionist Congressman Van Orden, right? In the third? Yeah. We're playing out all over the third, Dom. I'm getting drunk on the, I hope Dan Kelly's not getting drunk on an anti-abortion airplane in-kind contribution flight. Because that would probably tip him over the $20,000 contribution limit. Come back, more Devils.
The plane! Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
The Devil's Advocates.
Aaron Mostovsky, who rioted at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, was dressed as Captain Caveman. QAnon shaman meets Law and Order?
Right. I mean, he pulled it off a whole lot better than Aaron Mostovsky.
Well, let me read a quote from the judge in this case. I hope you'll leave some of this fantasy world behind. Mostovsky was sentenced to 8 months in prison.
Looking at the guy, he might be one who loses his mattress on the first day.
Breaking news.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Overcast overnight with scattered rain showers likely. Lowest dip down to about 39. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs level off around 47. Overcast skies tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 47. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
When they go low, we get high. The Devil's Advocates.
And we are back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can be a part at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, the most important spring election of my lifetime, What's at stake? Just the soul of Wisconsin. Just our political future. Fair maps, abortion rights. Maybe Medicaid expansion, legalized marijuana eventually. All of those things can change starting tomorrow if you just vote for Jana Protasiewicz. Or we can be stuck in 1849 because Dan Kelly demonstrated every indication he's a abortion extremist, right?
Yes.
I don't think he denies it. Claims he doesn't know how he'd vote on the whole issue if it came before the court. But, you know, I think the private jet flights are a little bit of a tell.
Maybe.
And, you know, every other issue, Dan Kelly's already got something of a record. He was a wanker appointment to the court. You remember when Prosser retired a little bit early, you know, wanted to spend more of his corrupted time with family. Well, Dan Kelly demonstrated himself to be a partisan hack of the worst sort. You find me any case where Dan Kelly defied party or company line, and I tell you, I'd be shocked if you can find an individual case where Dan Kelly voted against the conservative bloc on any topic, any legal principle, any case in the 4 years that he was an appointee to the court. Find any judicial independent whatsoever. And I might consider voting for the man. But I don't think you can find a single case where he showed any skosh, not a you-know-what hair of
come on, man. He's a constitutional conservative. And if they just happened to be conservatives before his court, they just made better arguments. You know, that's what did Robin Voss say? You know, it's not gerrymandering. It's just better candidates and better ideas.
But despite the top-of-the-ticket results, where Democrats often win statewide in this state, can't seemingly catch a break. Of like two-thirds of the legislative districts, just better ideas and better candidates in two-thirds of the districts, except the urban ones where they're cracked and packed, right?
Right.
This could all start to change. The lawsuits coming before the court could change the outcome. And hell, you know, if you are a public sector employee and you liked having, you know, the ability to collectively bargain and have some say over your workforce conditions, well, just think about that. It could be restored with, you know, let's say one new member of the court, just one. Call her Jana Protasiewicz, or Justice Jana Protasiewicz, if you will. Let's call her Justice Elect soon. As long as you do your part. And that's twofold. A, you got to vote. And B, you got to call the Devil's Advocates and be super cool. 844-967-2789. First in today, Ron from Milwaukee. Welcome, Ron. What do you got for us?
Hi, Ron.
Hi. I've been looking at the political weather reports, and I think tomorrow is going to be a rain day. And as a result, the Brewers will be just fine and dry because of the dome. But unfortunately, the former guy is going to be arranged. And when it's all over, he'll be rained out. That is, unless he can't make bail, which is entirely possible considering his budgetary problems. I heard, too, while I was listening to the game on another radio station, because you happen to be out of range, I heard two back-to-back radio commercials for Kelly, and they've been running some awful stuff against her, but these really took the cake, and one was worse than the other. It was talking about how for years or decades, I can't remember the exact verbiage, she had let criminals and rapists and murderers and, you know, out of prison, out of jail, onto the streets, and you know, without implying that they had been given no time at all. And I thought it's astounding to me that these third party groups can run ads like this. And then, of course, at the end, they said authorized and paid for by Dan Kelly for justice, you know, or for Supreme Court. I mean, these guys know no bottom. It's incredible.
Well, Ron, they really don't. The only bottom we've seen, and thank you for your call and listening to the greatest radio show ever. Wish you could hear our Brewers broadcast, our flagship Brewer station, WISS 1100 AM and 98.3 FM out of Oshkosh. Give it a try. You might be surprised. And then, of course, we've got WRCE in Richland Center also playing it out there, 1450 AM, 107.7 FM. So we do have some Brewers for you. Dan Kelly never actually sat as a judge on a court, so you can't attack his judicial record because he's woefully underqualified for the job. And if you looked at actually what the Milwaukee Bar Association said, and, you know, you could say, well, you know, Milwaukee's a liberal city, but every lawyer in Milwaukee's liberal, because about three-quarters, I believe it, more than two-thirds of the Bar Association members in Milwaukee found Dan Kelly unqualified to do his job. And of course, when he cast aspersions about Protus Sabewitz and her soft on crime attitude letting people out, well, he was literally defense counsel for sexual offenders. And I'm not saying they don't deserve a legal defense, but I wouldn't be the guy giving them legal defense. Not if I wanted to be a tough on crime sort of future law and order justice to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because it's a bad look. You know what I'm saying? It's real bad luck, Dan. That and, oh yeah, Dom, there's the whole being on the wrong side of the insurrection, the coup against the United States. I mean, really, that should be a disqualifier right there, not just for running for elective office. I mean, perhaps to his personal freedom. Dan Kelly better get himself a good effing criminal defense attorney. He advised on the coup. He advised on the false elector scheme. The criminal, I would assert, false elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin. And how do I know that? Because he went on the debate stage with Janet Protasiewicz. And he said, oh, I didn't do all of that. But what he didn't do is deny or say, I gave contrary legal advice they didn't follow. Because he was down for the coup. Don't make them down for you. Vote Janet Pro to see what's come back. More Devils.
The Shaw 101 FM. Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24-7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. Former President Trump is at his home in Trump Tower in New York City now, as he prepares to be arraigned on charges reportedly related to hush money payments made to porn actress Stormy Daniels. WCBS-TV's Ali Ballman says some Trump supporters have gathered outside.
They have the big banners and they have the big flags, but everything's remained peaceful at this point. They're staying, for the most part, in the barricades the police have designated them to. And there are also protesters who are against Trump and who are in favor of the indictment who are there as well.
Trump will reportedly not be handcuffed and may not have his mugshot taken. The UConn Huskies have won their fifth national tournament, defeating San Diego State 76-59. Jim Nance had the call on CBS.
Hurley and the Huskies have their dreams come true.
U.S. Central Command says it has killed an ISIS leader in Syria. Officials say the man was responsible for planning attacks in Europe. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bride.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bride. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country, and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I feel like all the women we have on our show, like our co-hosts, always get too famous for us. And then
I would just like to think that we are fertile ground from which they can blossom. We are the manure from which they spring.
The manure from which they spring. I was going to say holding fort, but I think your metaphor is way better.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
Earl Ingram.
I mean, for heaven's sakes, anybody who's heard Congresswoman Bobart from Colorado and Marjorie Taylor Greene and others, you just have to ask the question, if I'm a Republican, why would I continue to support that foolishness?
Asking the tough questions, searching for the answers we're all looking for. The Earl Ingram Show. Weekday mornings 8 to 11 on Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Plenty of people start something great in their 40s and 50s. Getting your retirement savings on track is no different. Go to aceyourretirement.org and in 3 minutes you'll get personalized tips to help boost your retirement savings. That's aceyourretirement.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
Before you accuse me, take a look at yourself.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Monday edition. Brewers had their home opener today, a blowout victory. Glorious. 10-0 over the Mets. Meet the Mets. They got a game tomorrow at 6:40. Also, if you didn't know, little election day here in the great state of Wisconsin tomorrow, April 4th. You should be voting. At minimum, you need to be voting in a state Supreme Court race. We would recommend moving Wisconsin forward on so many topics by voting for Janet Protasiewicz. However, if you prefer the politics of 1849 before women and let's say black people had the right to vote, and of course women didn't have any choice over reproductive health of their own body, if you want to go back to that, then Dan Kelly absolutely is your guy.
Don't you mean stay at that? Because isn't that kind of where we are right now?
Yeah, that is where we are here in the state of Wisconsin right now. And, of course, we have perhaps the most partisan gerrymandered maps in our nation's history. And they don't leave for much representative governance here in the state of Wisconsin. And if you're sick of it, maybe consider voting for Protasiewicz. Dom, I got some good news on the home front. Little show note. We are playing out today on a shiny new affiliate, Dom.
Ooh.
The Buzz of the North, WBZH in Hayward, Wisconsin, 9:10 a.m. our brand new Civic Media affiliate. It's up and running. It's on the air. So tell your friends in the Northwoods, we're coming for them.
The buzz. I like it.
The buzz. WBZH. You should see our logo. It's got a pretty cool mosquito. You know, it's kind of Wisconsin's other state bird.
Right. Other or state bird.
But let me ask you, Dom, the other thing we've acknowledged and sort of, you know, look towards is the arraignment of Donald Trump. And let's not forget, Dan Kelly is effectively a big lie supporter. He is a pro-coup Republican advising lawyer specifically for the state and the National Party. I mean, this is Dan Kelly's guy getting indicted. Doing well,
he was on the payroll or, you know, contracted for what, $120,000, something like that? I mean, between the state and the National Party. And according to testimony of Andrew Hitt, the former Wisconsin Republican State Party chair to the January 6th commission, had extensive talks with Mr. Kelly about the fraudulent elector scheme. Yeah. Troublesome.
Well, and don't forget Gableman, the corrupted former Supreme Court justice, and Kelly, although he, you know, objected to it being called a tour. They went on tour together. The Big Lie Tour 2022, right?
It's not a tour. It's not a tour.
And of course, the powers that be are still pressuring Wisconsin lawmakers to this day to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election. We've already gone through a midterm and soon to be a state Supreme Court race tomorrow that you need to vote for Janet Protasiewicz in. And they're still trying to redo 2020. The guy's running in 2024 and he's still trying to redo the 2020 outcome. And of course, try to get out of jail free card. 844-967-2789. Our pal LA Tom, how you doing on the leftist coast, Tom?
Hey Tom.
Hey guys. First off, I'm good. First off, we the people ultimately are the government, and we must never forget that. And everyone needs to show that tomorrow by getting out and voting for Justice Janet. I also wanted to say that to all the people in the northwestern part of Wisconsin and also the northern part of Wisconsin, you know, just because a woman has the right to choose does not mean that she's going to choose to terminate a pregnancy. It's either a woman's right to choose or big government's right to choose. And for all you people that are conservatives out there, thinking that government gets too much intrusion into people's lives, well, you're putting the most intrusion into a person's life. The decision should be between a woman, her doctor, and her partner. Period. End of sentence. It doesn't mean... I would guess 85% of the women out there choose actually to have a child. But you know what? It's her choice, not government's. So think about that when you go into the voting booth tomorrow. And think about the fact that if you really are a person that's for, you know, justice and a reality-based world, most of the people in Wisconsin vote for the Democratic Party. It's just that it's so gerrymandered that the maps are so unfair that'll be the end of it tomorrow when Justice Janet gets there. So please think about it, examine your conscience and really think about the fact that if you're a person that's really a pro-life person like I am, and I'm pro-life in all cases, then get off your fat ass and go out there and maybe try to counsel someone not to terminate a pregnancy if that's what you want to do. But instead you want government to tell a woman what to do with her body? Come on, people. This is conservative 101, I would think.
Tom, here's the only concern. The only objection I take with what you say is you say effectively, if the state of Wisconsin elects Janet Protasiewicz, it's like we waved a magic wand, and so many of these problems are going to solve themselves through the judicial process. And unfortunately, that may not be the case, Tom. You know, you got to have the right lawsuit coming at the right time. Even some of these lawsuits are going to get there before, like the abortion lawsuit. They will hear oral arguments on that before Janet Protasiewicz would be on the court, even if she wins tomorrow.
No, so absolutely. But the thing is, fair maps is really, really where it all comes into play. And the thing is, come on, people in Wisconsin, be fair. I mean, you are a fair state. Lived there most of my life. And it's a fair, pragmatic state. And for you guys to fall for the, I mean, I'll tell you what, guys, there should be a commercial on right now that says, this is your brain. This is your brain when you listen to right-wing hate radio. And then have a picture of Marjorie Taylor Greene from last night. Because she said her father listened to right-wing radio when she was growing up the whole time. And we wonder, this is a second generation of Limbaugh diddleheads and right-wing radio, that thank God we have civic media. And for Ron out there, Ron, if you want, I'm in California. I'm in L.A. I listen to this station every day, probably a little too much, but I listen to this station every day on civic media app. Go download that app, and you'll listen to the Brewer game.
Listen to the Brewer game on the Civic Media app. We do not have the streaming rights. Major League Baseball would kick my fat ass.
Get it together, Critty.
Tom, appreciate all the kind words, but we don't have the streaming rights on the Milwaukee Brewers. If we could, we would. We don't have that right. But you can listen to them, you know, on the air. We're playing them out every day. That's all I can offer, folks. Otherwise, you can tune in. We'll tell you, the Brewers won 10-0. They're tops in the Central Division, 3-1 right now, Tom. And you could probably win some tickets if you ask nice. Got to come up with some arbitrary criterion. But
oh, for tomorrow's game?
I think I got some tickets for tomorrow.
Oh, you know, here's the other part. 844-967-2789.
Here,
Tom, wait. Thanks for the call. And I just wanted to throw out there the, you know, they can't win the argument, right? They can't go out and convince people not to have the abortion per se, because the majority of people don't feel that believe the way that those religious people feel. They're not winning the argument. So they must use the force of government to control whether or not a woman can have an abortion. They must use the force of government to determine whether or not, even though the majority of people want Medicaid expansion or a Medicare for all option, they use the force of government to their own ends, which is a minority rule. Legal weed, state of Wisconsin. We're surrounded by legal cannabis all the way around us in Wisconsin, perhaps with the exception of Iowa. They need the government, which is so ironic considering they consider themselves as, you know, small government Republicans and MAGA and all that, right? But what do? When they have the force of government, the use of government, they enact their own policies that are a minority in this country. And that's one of the big problems that we have, and that's what you get when you have a gerrymander, at least here in the state of Wisconsin.
My only fear, and the solution begins tomorrow with a vote for Janet Protasiewicz. If you're in Wisconsin, that's the only chance we got for like a decade.
Yeah, right.
So it starts there. But I would say it may not be exclusively the domain of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Let's not forget this one's been up the flagpole a couple times to the U.S. Supreme Court. Remember, even the casting, Tony Evers vetoed the Republican map, the least changed map, the gubernatorial veto, which was well within his power. The state Supreme Court said, we uphold. It goes up to the U.S. Supreme Court. They said, we don't like your outcome. And what Hagedorn do? Flipped his vote. And I don't even blame the guy, because when the U.S. Supreme Court directs you to find a different outcome, well, if it ain't hamburger A, I guess we're going with hamburger B, aren't we? But let's not assume it's a magic bullet. The fight just begins. First, you got to get fair representation on the court. Then you got to win. And then you got to hope it holds up through multiple appeals to the U.S. Supreme Court. And then they got to recast the maps. And then we might have some fairness. But if you don't vote for Protasiewicz, we're just freaking screwed. So that's the alternative. Screwed forever or starting to fight the good fight.
Or go
fight.
Vote tomorrow. Take your choice.
844-967-2789. You know what? Pretty much every call from out of state is coming from a legal marijuana state. Like Andrew from D-Town. How you doing, man?
Hey, Andrew.
Oh, taking part in that legal marijuana over here in Detroit. No, I'm kidding, guys.
If I was there, I'd be doing it.
I know you would. I know you won't. Come on over. I got some. I just don't use it. Like, nah, nah. You've got to vote in Detroit, in Wisconsin. Look at what we were able to do in Michigan once the maps were redrawn. And I just heard you talking about, well, then it might get up to the Supreme Court. Well, like Andrew Jackson said, you made the law, now enforce it. Where is the Supreme Court's police? Where is their army? Once they say Wisconsin can't do this, Tony Evers says, now you enforce your law. So, you know.
Is that our new attitude? You and what army? Yeah. Come on, man. That's how the Republicans govern. I don't want Tony Evers to overturn the will of the Supreme Court. Not that he's the sort. I got to tell you, Andrew, he's not the guy to stand up.
Somebody's finally got to stand up to this wackadoo Supreme Court and say enough. And hopefully it might be somebody like Tony Evers. You can't let them get away with this. You've got to listen more to Stephanie Miller. We can't let them get away with this.
Right? Right? Andrew, thank you for your call. Michigan has a different way of doing things. It's my understanding that Michigan created legal abortion in the state through constitutional referendum, through the will of the people.
A binding referendum.
And part of the problem we have here is we have no direct democracy. It's only through the election of elected figures.
We have advisory referendums.
The only constitutional referendums have to go through the gerrymandered legislature twice. So unless they're god-awful, they're not going through the legislature. Unless they're voter suppressive, they're not going through the legislature. Unless they're recasting who's the Chief Justice of the Wisconsin Supreme Court, they're not going through the legislature. Unless it is to diminish their political opponents, they don't bring it up. And of course, it's bad, basically a battle between the bad ideas of the Republicans, the veto power of the Democratic governor, and nobody's satisfied. Ain't nobody happy because there is no governance. There's no compromise. We got extremists on the right, and we got Tony Evers on the left. And there is no middle ground. There's just chaos. That ain't a way to run a state. Come back. More devils. We'll tell you how to run this state, but starts with the phone call. 844-96-PARTY.
You can't keep getting away with it. You can't keep getting away with it.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous Ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw.
Chance for scattered rain showers overnight. Otherwise, overcast skies. Lows level off around 39. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Highs around 47. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows around 47. Cloudy skies expected. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 39 degrees.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Join us on the phones at 844-967-2789.
Dominic, two rounds of storms are expected to roll into Wisconsin on Tuesday night and Wednesday morning. I care more about the Tuesday night round of storms. Experts at the National Weather Service say the elements needed for another severe weather event, similar to the one that brought a handful of tornadoes to southern Wisconsin last week, are already lining up. That ain't good news. There are still some factors that we are waiting on, but we are already starting to see a lot of those ingredients that cause severe weather to happen, according to Taylor Patterson, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. With conditions developing in a similar fashion to last week, here's what to know and when and where the storm might hit. Because don't forget, tomorrow's election day. You don't want to have this hanging over you. You don't want to have to be at work all day and you're thinking about the fact, oh man, I got to hurry up and vote. And, oh geez, there's severe weather on the way. I don't want to die over it, right? No one wants to die over voting. So I would suggest not waiting till the end of the day. Go in the morning. Dom, I'm going to go vote in the morning. Then I'm going to join you at the WAUK studios. And tomorrow we're going to do a 3-hour extended super duper Devil's Advocates radio show. And we're going to be joined by one of the best of guests, Maggie Dawn, Milwaukee County Corporate Counsel. She was on the other side of the, what do they call it? The Trump recount. She was the lawyer that held. She's our guest tomorrow on the big show. You're going to want to listen to that. And of course, we mentioned Brewers game at 640 and a couple of our fine affiliates. Well, you're not going to want to mess with that. So you're going to need to get your voting in earlier in the day because could have big storms in the Milwaukee area, especially. Rain is expected to start at 4 p.m. Tuesday, and the peak period is likely to last from 5 to 11 p.m. So if you work till 5 o'clock, the severe storms are going to be rolling in about the time you get off work. And you can tune us in. We'll give you weather reports. We'll tell you if you got to be worried. But don't miss voting because of some crappy weather. That's not a good reason to end up with an 1849 abortion law forever because it's a rainy day and I can't get to the polling place. I'm going to get wet. I'm so sweet. Vote early. That's my recommendation.
It's Wisconsin. Dress for the weather. We know how to do it around here. We'll get there. I'm confident.
50-mile-per-hour winds, 1.5 inches of rain. Dress for that. That's all I'm saying. 844-967-2789.
Crudy, we brought it up. Let's get to it a little bit more before Ben Wickler, Wisconsin, Democratic Party chair, joins us at the 5 o'clock hour. We brought it up. General Sentinel reporting National Democrat signal they will focus on flipping these two Wisconsin House seats in 2024. The Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, the DCCC, said it planned to target the state's first and third congressional districts held by Republican U.S. Reps Brian Stile and insurrectionist bastard Derek Van Orden in the upcoming election cycle. They were among 33 districts nationwide that the committee included in its list of seats in play, quote unquote, for next year. The DCCC, which drew backlash from Wisconsin Dems in 2022 for declining to invest in the Western swing district that Van Orden flipped for Republicans, said the two seats are, quote, offensive target districts that will help Democrats win back the House majority in 2024. With Wisconsin being a presidential battleground, there's an opportunity to flip both these districts, especially when you consider Steyer and Van Orden's out-of-touch and extreme records, the DCCC said in a statement on Monday. Both Democrats and Republicans in Washington see themselves as on the offensive heading into a presidential election year. Republicans will be looking to win back the Senate and expand their slim House majority, but multiple national Democratic groups have now signaled that Wisconsin could play a major role in their effort to flip the House back to their control.
Dominic, if you want to see that happen, it starts tomorrow. Here's what I mean. It's not just the Supreme Court race on the ballot, right? We've got a special election. And, buddy, you get to vote in this thing. I can't believe you don't talk about this more. We've got Jody Habish-Sinikin, a lawyer from the, Northern Milwaukee Marketplace. And we've had her on the show a couple times. And her opponent wrote a letter to the vice president on January 5th, of 2020, the day before the insurrection, and suggested the vice president should, kick it back to the state legislatures, which in the state of Wisconsin is gerrymandered and overwhelmingly Republican, and they would do the right thing. Throw out the will of the people.
Exactly. Their right thing.
The Trump team did ask the Wisconsin Supreme Court to do, and it was only through the 4-3 vote of Brian Hagedorn that we didn't see the will of Wisconsin voters overturned by the Supreme Court. So you definitely got to vote for another liberal, air quotes, on the Wisconsin Supreme Court, because we don't want to see that in play again in 2024. But if you want to see the DCCC get involved in Wisconsin elective campaigns, if you're in the 8th Senate District, and Dom, that's you in Whitefish Bay,
that's
right?
That's me, baby. That's right. That's my Senate district.
Alberta Darling retired in December. A special election on the ballot. The Democrat, Jody Habish-Sinikin, a far stronger candidate. And the insurrectionist Republican, Dan Knodel, will continue the insurrectionist ways. In fact, stated during his campaign that if he had the chance, he would go and impeach Supreme Court Justice nominee, or at least candidate, Janet Protasiewicz. Because he's a moderate.
Right. That's the guy, the insurrection guy that wrote the letter to the vice president wanting to discard democracy in the state, overrule the will of the people, the majority of the people. This guy, they came up with a plan. But who do they discuss this plan with, Crudy? Of course, Wisconsin Supreme Court former appointed justice Daniel Kelly. I mean, this whole thing, it's so
incestuous.
Oh, it corrupt. Is, man. It keeps popping up, these guys. And there's no apology. This letter that they wrote to Pence, all these irregularities, these things, we're concerned. We got to answer questions for our constituents. We must have a 10-day delay. Nothing back saying, oh, sorry, we were totally wrong. It was all BS. None of that. They're still into it. It doesn't even matter. It's a means to an end.
Dominic, they were wrong on December 14th of 2020 when the actual electoral college votes were cast in the state of Wisconsin for the winner of the state, Joe Biden. He won by 21,000 votes. They had gathered at the Wisconsin State Capitol, and they cast their votes. But in parallel, there were a criminal conspiracy going on to cast fraudulent electors on behalf of Donald Trump. Well, that decision by the Wisconsin Supreme Court that I referenced prior, could we throw out a couple hundred thousand Milwaukee and Dane County Democratic absentee ballots? Well, by a 4-3 vote on December 14th, the Wisconsin Supreme Court said there is no other path to overturning the election, Donald Trump. Yet the false electors went forward with their scheme later that day, and it was almost 2 weeks later when Dan Knodel, 3 weeks later when Dan Knodel wrote his letter, passed final determination by the Wisconsin Supreme Court, passed the casting of the Electoral College. Hey, why don't we just kick it back here for 10 days? Let's blow up the dates on the calendar, the official dates, and see if that doesn't throw us into a constitutional crisis, which is just what we want. And by the way, vote for me. I'm Dan Knodel. I could be your state senator.
No, hell no.
Jody Habish-Sinikin. Fine guest joining us next. He is Ben Wickler, chairman of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin.
Don't boo. Vote.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.